Jonkers and Richter did not last long. Exchange and Canal is one of the hottest spots in New Orleans for junk. One day they were gone, and Pat said, "Now you see some of those guys come back to me. I told Lonnie, if you want to score off Jonkers, you go ahead, but don't come back here and expect me to serve you. You'll see what I tell him when he comes back here. Whitey, too. He's been scoring off Jonkers." Pat gave me a long, sullen look. One day, the woman who managed Pat's hotel stopped me in the lobby. "I just want to tell you to be careful," she said. "The cops were here yesterday and made a thorough investigation of Pat's room, and they arrested the boy with the seltzer truck. He's in jail now." I thanked her. A little later, Pat came in. He told me the cops had grabbed Seltzer Willie as he left the hotel. They didn't find any junk on him, so they took him to the third precinct and booked him to hold for investigation. He was there 72 hours, which is the longest period they can hold anyone without placing charges. The cops searched Pat's room, but he kept his junk stashed in the hall, so they didn't find it. Pat said, "They told me we have information you're running a regular shooting gallery up here. You better pack it in, because next time we're going to come in and take you. That's all." "Well," I said, "better pack in except for Dupree. No harm to serve him." "Dupree lost his job," Pat said. "He's already into me for $20. We were back looking for a score every day. We found out that Lonnie was the man. That's the way it went in New Orleans. You never knew who was going to be the man next. About this time, an anti-narcotics drive hit the town. The chief of police said, "This drive is going to continue as long as there is a single violator left in this city." The state legislators drew up a law making it a crime to be a drug addict. They did not specify where or when or what they meant by drug addict. The cops began stopping addicts on the street and examining their arms for needle marks. If they found marks, they pressured the addict to sign a statement admitting his condition so he could be charged under the drug addicts law. The addicts were promised a suspended sentence if they would plead guilty and get the new law started. Addicts ransacked their persons looking for veins to shoot in outside the arm area. If the law could find no marks on a man, they usually let him go. If they found marks, they would hold him for 72 hours and try to make him sign a statement. Lonnie's wholesale connection gave out, and a character called Old Sam was the man. Old Sam was after doing 12 years in Angola. He operated in the territory directly above Lee Circle, which is another hot spot in New Orleans for junk, or anything.